This division, I think, is going to be one of the better ones. I still don't anticipate anything out of New England, but those three teams, I think, are still fantastic. And I think, like, listen, the Jets thing was supposed to be this massive, massive deal last year and was gone in 5 seconds, and now we'll run it back. And Rodgers is one of these guys that, whatever you want to say about him off the field, fine. I can't quit him on the field. He's still the best quarterback I have ever seen. I'm not saying the greatest like Brady. I've never seen anybody play the game better than Rodgers. And now he's got a fantastic offense, one of the best defenses ever had in his career. The Jets are going to be for real.
That was Kyle Brandt. He was on with Joe DiBiase earlier this week. This was on Thursday, actually, when that happened. And by the way, Kyle Brandt just tweeting, if I'm ever executed, I'd like this to be my final meal. And he's got a spread of beef on weck and wings and tons of the Buffalo treasures that we are spoiled with here, food-wise.
Oh, there it is. I see it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I would too.
We really are spoiled here as a food market.
Very much so. Very much so. I'm looking at this right now, and I was thinking, honestly, what I'm grabbing myself for lunch leaving here today.
Yeah.
Chicken wings might not be a bad beat around the
Maybe
corner.
Maybe not. No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. No free brand deals. I'm not going to say where I'm going, but I'll go get some
Are
wings.
Joe and I getting wings after the show? Stay tuned.
We shall see.
You might have talked me into that. So, but what you did talk me into, though, is bashing on the Jets.
Oh, yeah. If that wasn't Kyle Brandt, I think I would have lost my mind. I don't have a problem with saying Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, and he was. It's the is that gets me.
And Bruce Nolan had said something about that in the first hour. We can't automatically assume that a player is going to be as great as he was now 3 years, 2 years ago?
Two years ago, when he was kind of meh.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
He
wasn't
two years ago was his MVP season.
Yeah, so 3 years ago was his MVP. 2 years ago was meh. He's just, you could say he was one of the greater quarterbacks, right?
I think
right?
Tom Brady really, as Bruce pointed out, Tom Brady really did ruin our perception when it comes to players in their 40s being able to make a huge impact. Look,
yeah.
Man, I'm 35. I turn the wrong way, and it hurts.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said,
And
currently...
you're dealing with an Achilles injury. Like,
yes.
I know you're not going to have the same facilities that a pro, like an NFL quarterback with tons of money is going to have.
Yeah, no psychedelics and darkness retreats, you know?
No, so, but like also medical facilities, training facilities that a professional athlete would get.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So it's just, I don't know. I think he's at the age point now where you're going to see a significant drop off in his ability, especially missing a season.
Mm-hmm.
That does not, that I don't think people realize if you miss one season of the, you're not actively practicing either because of that injury, right? I'm not saying you're not training and recovering that injury.
Yeah,
you're not actively practicing.
Capable of walking.
Mm-hmm. You're not actively practicing.
And he can bluster all he wants about, oh, I was going to be back this year. No, you weren't.
No.
You never were.
But then Kirk Cousins was dancing on stage at the NFL Awards, so I don't know what was going on after his Achilles blew out, so I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, Rodgers, I mean, if you look at the Jets' schedule, they play the Commanders in the preseason, then the Panthers, and then the Giants. That's their preseason schedule, so they end up with playing a home-and-home game against the Giants there. They play the 49ers in week one, primetime, 8:15. Like, right off the bat, you're going to see if Rodgers is ready to go.
Right away.
Yeah. Remember, he didn't make it more than four snaps. I was sitting in the stands for that game, Derek. I still can't believe I watched that happen.
You were in the stands for probably one of the weirdest games
ever. Yes. And I don't know. I don't know what to think. I remember the first time I got on air on the station with Zach Jones on the nightcap talking about Aaron Rodgers' darkness retreat, because that's when that was all happening.
Yep.
I don't think he's ever going to get back to Aaron Rodgers' back-to-back MVP seasons like everyone might think he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a good, serviceable quarterback. He's not going to be the guy he was. And he hasn't been in the past two seasons anyway. There's a significant drop-off. Once you hit 40, like you said, and like Bruce said, Tom Brady created an unusual precedent. Precedent's a stretch because it's only one guy who's done that.
Yeah, because, ready? I look back at his biggest rival
mm-hmm.
and how he floundered at the very end and had a defense have to carry him to a Super Bowl in Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Von Miller won that Super Bowl, not Peyton Manning. That's...
That Broncos defense was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the best that you'll look at all time and go, okay, yeah, they actually measure up.
That team won the Super Bowl. It wasn't the quarterback.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice that, you know, you got one for him like that to end his career.
Yeah, he went out on the high note.
There's a very good reason to see why he ended his career. Even Brady, his last season was not pretty.
No, it wasn't. The last season he should have ended on.
When he should have ended on top?
Yeah.
And then Cooper Kupp ruined it for him?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that game got overshadowed because the Bills and Chiefs played a playoff game of all time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That game got overshadowed because the Bills and Chiefs played an all-timer.
Yeah. Well, that should have been an indication, shouldn't it?
The old guard is passing. And I will still never... The thing is that, like, as tough as that loss will be, I will never be mad at that game because it was a classic that a team had to lose. Yeah, of course, your favorite team lost it. But that said, I got to watch that game and have real emotional stakes to it. 13 seconds is not a curse word to me anymore.
I don't think it ever was. I think it goes back to one of the greatest games ever played.
It wasn't for me because of the fact that I got home and I'm like, all right, I'm over it. Like, that stung, but it was a classic.
In the moment, I remember standing in my living room.
By the time I got done with my drive home from my friend's house, I was like, all right, I'm good.
I think I was fine after an hour.
Yeah.
I kind of accepted it. I was like, okay, I want to see what the national media is going to say about this because I don't know how you really attack either team. This game was...
Well, I mean, there were things to attack, coaching decisions.
At the end, namely, the prevent defense or whatever.
Yes.
But at the same time, that was one of the greater football games played in history.
I remember the other one that I kind of compared it to with the ferocity of scoring was when the Rams and Chiefs played a Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just back and forth.
You knew no defense was stopping. It was literally at that point when that coin toss went in the air, you're thinking in your head, whatever way this goes, the team is going to win.
Yes.
Because both defenses were just shot. There was no stopping.
Yeah, no, there was no stopping either of those offenses at that moment.
Because you had the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, Allen and Mahomes, in 13 seconds.
Yeah, this one, yes.
That one, teeing off whoever it was.
But even then, there were some defensive stops made in that game.
There were.
Bills punted a couple times, Chiefs punted a couple times.
Yeah, but they were always close together. You noticed that, right? They weren't like random times. It was like, oh, the defense got to stop, and then they wouldn't.
There was this one concern, like, it was in the third quarter. They were starting to become a concern. The Chiefs were starting to make it more of their game. And then Allen finds Gabe Davis on the bomb. And it's like, all right, we're back.
Yeah, and Gabe Davis was breaking ankles in that game like I've never seen before.
Yeah, no,
so.
That game was an EKG chart. Like, not just for people's hearts, but it was for, like, the game probability. It was just back and forth.
See, that's, like, the tough thing. I remember the topic of what was worse, the drought or that.
I remember you did say that.
A lot of people were saying that, and I was like...
No, because it was entertaining.
Yes.
You want to know how bad it had been sometimes for us to watch the Buffalo Bills play football?
I remember watching Scott Chandler and getting excited. That's bad.
Do you people remember Brian Brohm?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that game, as much as it hurts...
Remember E.J. Manuel?
Remember having to hype up E.J. Manuel?
Yeah,
he's our guy. Kyle Orton played a season of football and then said, I'll be right back, and then did not come back.
No, he didn't even make it to postgame. His locker was cleared out, gone.
The stereotypical joke of dad went to go get a carton of milk.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, that is always going to be worse to me.
Mm, yeah.
Forever and always because of it. We went way off track of your Jets thing.
No, but yeah, it all roots back to it in a way. I always do this.
I never stay focused.
No. I mean, I do the same thing, but it all roots back to it in a way with you can't, like, we were at Brady with the changing of the guard. Rodgers should see the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Right? He's played a part in that. There are young quarterbacks. Brady was overshadowed by Allen and Mahomes 13 seconds that last season, right? Mm-hmm. That's normally a tell. The whole thing is the young ones will tell you when you're done.
The beautiful part, though, is that Rodgers refuses to give up the spotlight.
Yeah, but that's almost bad for the Jets.
And right now, for the last 2 years, that's been kind of fun to watch.
Robert Saleh is going to lose his job over this. I'm saying that right now.
He will. And the thing is that I don't know how much of it is entirely his fault, because the roster decisions are not up to the head coach at the end of the day.
You're right. But they cater to Rodgers. That's kind of where I'm like, yes, what are we doing?
But Robert Saleh, at the end of the day, will end up losing his job over this man. And the general manager will lose his job over this man. Joe Douglas has been drafting himself a very strong roster. The one thing he hasn't been able to figure out, though, is the quarterback. Joe Douglas has been a very good GM otherwise. The Jets have been collectively one of the more talented rosters in football that has, over the last 2 years, been sunken by Zach Wilson's inability to make a decision. Make a good decision.
Yeah.
It's tough. As a Bills fan, I'll take it. A team self-sabotaging themselves because of the fact that they don't have a quarterback. And Rodgers was supposed to change that. Yeah, sure. But can he? One of the biggest strengths that he had as an asset was his ability to maneuver the pocket. Not bolt down the field like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes can.
No, he was shifty back there, though.
But he's shifty. Shiftiness might be an issue with an Achilles tendon on the recovery.
You saw, though, in OTAs, or whatever, OTAs, because he was on a dark
Is it live with contact? I don't want to hear it.
No, I mean him running.
No, I know, I'm saying.
He was whatever he was doing, fixing his is heel
it?
Or whatever.
But is it live on contact?
No, it's all different.
Then it's always different.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to remember which one he was on a darkness retreat for. It was mandatory minicamp. They let him slide on.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even as big of a story as Diggs not being there, though. Just mind you that.
Yeah, of course. But, again, Rodgers is interesting in the sense that, yeah, he had an MVP season at age 37, but that's also already 3 years ago. And in the NFL, what have you done for me lately?
Nothing.
And the last that I've seen of Aaron Rodgers was he played poorly enough that the Green Bay Packers missed the playoffs. And 1 year later, with that same roster of the players that he was complaining about dropping passes, Jordan Love takes them there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's you, guy. And
he just complains a lot for me.
The thing is that I have fun with this, and maybe that's why I'm going to relish in the downfall of Aaron Rodgers' career. Because the thing is, I'm always going to say, don't put yourself out there like that if you don't want the consequences. That's why I was so irritated about Von Miller last year. He put a lot out there, and he wasn't able to step in with it.
Mm-hmm.
He put the expectation he was going to be out there on week one.
And then it just continued to roll the snowball down the hill.
Which
and then
I was fine with, like, take your time. But you gave us all this false hope. Aaron Rodgers is giving the New York Jets false hope. And I'm not going to feel bad for him when the other shoe drops. And it's a shame because this might be the third straight year that the New York Jets have a talented roster and an amazing defense, and it's undone by a quarterback. Just not the same one you were expecting.
No. Because Zach Wilson's about to undo the Broncos.
Unless
Bo Nix plays. I almost call him Bo Callahan every time from draft day. Like, it's almost second nature.
Might be a better pick.
Maybe. Apparently, though, Sean Payton was like, the last time I felt this good about a quarterback, it was Patrick Mahomes. So, or Drew Brees, excuse me.
All right. Well, we'll see what he's got. Well, like, Sean Payton, he's got to do something, too, because he's another guy that, like,
he torched Russell Wilson pretty bad.
Yes, but at the same time, like, he's also blustery. Like, he's boisterous. He's going to say things that can come back to haunt him. You know, he's got that too. So, yeah, no, like, there's a lot of interest, I think, with this season. As long as you don't follow the, oh, great, the Chiefs are back to doing their usual nonsense. As long as you ignore one team, there's a lot of intrigue within this football season. And one of those is here. Jets, very intriguing. Dolphins, still very intriguing with the quarterback situation. Even the Patriots within the division, like, what is Drake May?
Yeah, that's
that'll be fascinating.
Empty your pockets, Drake. Call back to a booty cheek from a while ago.
So that's nice. But again, there's a lot of storylines. There's a lot of intrigue. And I like that the Bills are one of the more interesting teams this year.
It makes it more fun in the offseason, and it makes you less, I guess,
miserable going into it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you're not expectant anymore.
That's the right way to put it. Yep.
All right. We'll close this thing up.
Tie it with a bow.
Put a bow on this thing as we always do here. Coming up next on Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evans on the board. You're listening one last time to WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.